We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we once again document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And today is the 8th of October, 2011, and things have turned off a little chilly here in southern Michigan as the fall colors have hit. And I think I've told you folks often that this is my favorite time of year. I really enjoy, there's just no place to be but Michigan in the fall. And I'm sure the same is probably true for some other states in the northern part of the United States as well. But I think Michigan is probably the best during this time of year. And anyway, so enough about the weather and the conditions going on. A lot going on here. And by the way, in the second hour, at the bottom of the second hour, the halfway point, in the program, we're going to be bringing up Roger Mundy, and I'm going to get his take on some of this these Wall Street protests that have been going on. It's, of course, most of you folks, if you've been following the news at all, you know by now that this isn't just an Occupy Wall Street scenario anymore. These protests have actually spread all across the country, and a lot of angry people out there. And I really am hesitant to paint them with a narrow brush, because it seems to me that there are a wide variety, a wide swath of different folks that are participating in this. Now, I mentioned last week, and I talk about my reservation with regard to some of these people, because some of the signs that I've seen, you know, about capitalism doesn't work, and, you know, all of this stuff is being blamed on capitalism. And you know, I understand the capitalism system certainly isn't a perfect situation, and in many regards, we have corporatism today taking over everything. We have the government in bed with the corporations, and these privatization schemes go on, and increase government control of the both the public and private, or of the increase. How do I say it? The collaboration between the government and the private sector with regard to certain things which need to be handled by government. And I'm talking about our roads, our bridges, our, you know, things like this that is critical infrastructure is being privatized today. And increasingly you have foreign companies and countries coming in and buying up our infrastructure. We don't want this kind of thing. This is something that increasingly becomes a corporate fascist system, okay? But now the other side of that dialectic, my concern is, if people fall for it enough, becomes a communistic and state-run controlled system. So this is what we want to avoid, and we want to avoid falling into these dialectical traps. We'll be back.
Purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Turkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here. By the way, the website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And my email address, I keep it open during the program, is radio@governamerica.com. And also we have the chat room open. I'm logged into that right now. So if you want to join in the chat, you're certainly welcome to do so. That's also at governamerica.com. There's a top menu there. Just simply says chat. So try that out and see how many people we can get in there today. Anyway, before the break, I was talking about this Occupy Wall Street situation, which has really become, as I said, an Occupy America. All across America, there are groups forming. And, you know, the good thing, as I was talking to Dan, our board op, during the break, the good thing is that, you know, the nice thing about this is that we can finally see that the American people have a pulse. You know, for so long, it's been challenging to sit behind this microphone and cover story after story and blow after blow to this country from every kind of criminality that you can imagine. And I have a feeling that what is reported in the news is just really the tip of the iceberg, because we know that the media is largely under the thumb of the controllers, and a lot of this stuff doesn't get out. It just simply isn't reported unless it's reported in alternative venues like this one. So the point is that it's nice to finally see some people paying attention and see some people getting out there. And I know that there have been certain videos that have been made on the Internet by some folks at Russia Today and other places that have kind of been critical of some of these protesters and the fact that they really don't know what's going on, that they're illustrating and demonstrating ignorance as to why they're really there, what the real issues are. Some of these folks have even come out and said that they would reelect Obama, you know, and I mean, you know, they're occupying Wall Street because they're against the Wall Street, I guess, bailouts as America gets poorer and poorer, and yet Obama has done more to bail out the bankers than anybody, you know, than George W. Bush. But see, this is the thing that everybody needs to remember and keep in mind, that these bailouts started under the Bush administration, you know, and that's something that a lot of these neocon people just fail to point out when they're demonizing and villainizing Obama, which they well should. However, you have to villainize both parties, because both parties, there's been continuity to the destruction of this country between parties. It's been a bipartisan effort to bring this country to its knees, and it continues in a major way. The international trade agreements, which we'll get to if I don't run us out of time, we have more of these coming down the pipe. They're being pushed by the GOP, but Obama is furthering them. He just sent three more countries to Congress, urged quick immediate approval. And so this kind of stuff is going on in a major way, and it's a bipartisan effort. So what I was saying, though, about the Wall Street protesters and the protesters in Boston and Philadelphia and Austin, a lot of these other places, is some of these people may not know exactly what's going on. They may not understand the scope of the problem. They may be ignorant on many fronts, but at least, ladies and gentlemen, they're doing something. At least, finally, the American people are getting off their duff, turning off the TV, and finally getting out into the streets and making their voice heard on something. Now, the only way that these protests are going to be successful, though, is there needs to be a set of goals. There needs to be a structured direction of this energy. You know, somebody once said, and I was just talking to Mark in Texas about this yesterday. He called me, and we had a very nice chat. And I said, you know, I forget who it was that said it, but the old saying is that the mob has many heads but no brains, okay? And a lot of these, a lot of mobs, you know, they're out protesting things, and they don't really have any direction. They don't really have any understanding of why they're there. They just, you know, are angry and want to show up. Well, some of these people do understand. But the point of the matter is you need to have a strategy. You need to have a goal in mind to accomplish when you set about to do these things. And I would suggest for all these Wall Street protesters and all these Occupy DC and Occupy this and that and the other, make your number one goal the issue of not just ending the Fed, because that is, I hate to say it, it's almost a pie-in-the-sky dream. I don't know that any politician has the courage, other than Ron Paul. Now, I have to give him credit for that. He has come out very vociferously and vehemently against the Federal Reserve. Okay? That's the one thing he really shines. I really think that he needs to be stronger against free trade, however. And I've talked many times about that. But this is one issue that has tanked the United States economy quicker than anything else. Is our openness to the world, our openness to slave labor. The ability, giving our corporations the ability to shop around for the cheapest labor around the world, is just absolute economic suicide. And it's been going on for a long time. So this is something that needs to be done away with. And all of these people need to be focused upon getting rid of this this international monster called the World Trade Organization. And I've documented on this show with actual numbers from the U.S. Census Bureau about how when we went into NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, how we went from having a trade surplus to having a trade deficit, and it's been an exponential, massive, massive reversal. And it's just grown, grown, grown. And there's where your jobs are, ladies and gentlemen. I could go back and dig up the numbers again. I'm not prepared to do that at the moment. But you duplicate that, and then you have the Central American Free Trade Agreement, and now we have this proposed, this extension of this Trans-Pacific Trade Agreement, which is going on, and there's more. I mean, there's just countless trade agreements like this, which are taking dollars out of the hands of the American people, and we can't ignore it anymore. The American people can't put their head in the sand anymore and pretend like this doesn't exist. All right, I got a call on the line. I'm going to go ahead and take Tom in Brooklyn, and then we'll get into some other issues with regard to some things that are going on. But Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. How are you today?
I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, I hear you. I see all these kids taken to the street and everything, and I'm kind of happy that they're actually doing something, but like you said, it's like the mob without a head. But there's a lot more to this than meets the eye, Darren. These are not just children going out without a job and demanding jobs. If you look at the structure of how quickly these things are popping up all over.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the things that are interesting is I've been trained as a photo analyst, okay? And what I'm looking at is pre-programmed, pre-made signs that are very uniform and very nice and come from an organization. You've got Marxist organizations, everybody converging on this one situation, and the kids are gravitating towards these people, the real protesters that are there, that are the real people with the real gripes that don't have a political agenda or an agenda of an organization, are there with cardboard signs, crayons, and stuff like that. The pre-made banners and everything are the organizations that are whipping everybody up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the situation. If you look at OccupyWallStreet.com, all right, who is on it and find out when that was made. You'll find out it was made last year, okay? So somebody's been doing a lot of planning for a very, very long time for this spontaneous thing to happen.
Yeah, and that's my concern, too, is that, I have no doubt that there are a lot of very good people participating.
Absolutely. Well, I cannot condemn them all. And, you know, the children are, I call them children because I'm an old guy. These are children to me.
Mm-hmm.
But, I went to school and I should have a job. Well, you've been sold a false bill of goods here. If there's no factory, there's no job. If there's no people making money, there's no need for a bank. You don't need to be an accountant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the trickle-down economics, it just works. If all the money's going outside the country, there's really no reason for anybody to buy. It's just like, you ready? You're saving up all of your money to buy a sailboat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you send it to a place that has nothing but stands. But you're told by the salesman, well, you know what? This is the fastest sailboat, and it's great. And he gives you these rose tint glasses, and you're real happy and everything. You take delivery of your sailboat, and you realize, number one, you don't have any water, and number two, you don't know how to sail.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, was that all you had?
No, that's good. I'm good.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much for the call. I got a break here.
Right.
We'll be back here, folks. Stay with us.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Governor America, I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, I guess the main thing that I'm saying here with this Occupy Wall Street thing, and I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I did want to say this. I think that we need to be careful that we do not allow, and everyone that's participating, that not allow this thing to be defined as a system where we move toward communism, because the current free market system that we have enjoyed here in America is being demonized, as being evil and villainous. I mean, the problem is that we have a bunch of money junkies who have basically taken control of our government. Our government has given them control. And this is nothing new. It's been going on for a very long time. However, in recent years, with the elimination of Glass-Steagall and the regulatory restrictions that were in place to protect us being removed, consequently, we have an acceleration of this kind of corruption that's going on. And now it's enveloping everything. It's enveloping even the entire globe. But the evil, the problem is not the free market system. The problem and the solution certainly is not a communistic or state-run redistribution of wealth, which is what I see going on as being a prevalent argument amongst these people, a lot of these people, the vociferous crowd, part of the crowd, the part that you can guarantee the media will pay attention to. All right, I've got another caller on the line, Liz from the Ozarks. Liz, good morning.
Good morning. One real quick comment, you can move on. Mm-hmm. I want to say this directly towards Tom. Get off his computer, go down there. Obviously, he lives nearby there. Ask these questions to these people. Find out directly, not his opinion, on his experience until he experiences it himself.
Can you be specific as to what exactly you're objecting to?
I have no objection. I just put in a point of view to him that he's mouthing something, and you're not the only person he's called in about his opinion on this, and he hasn't experienced it. To go down to Wall Street, talk to the people down there, and find out from his own perspective what they're doing.
Yeah, have you been down there?
No. It doesn't matter. No, I live in the Ozarks, and I have no desire to be out in the chaotic world. But I have no opinion on it. All I know is what's inside an individual, per person.
Yeah.
If they shed light on any darkness of corruption, may it be an ounce or one person, person in that group is union worker to talk to a Ron Paulite, then that union worker can ask questions and they can get along side by side. It doesn't matter. But until he goes down there, he should quit saying what he thinks like that, because that's pretty negative.
Well, I said it too. The thing about it is, I don't think anybody was really demonizing these people with a broad brush. That's one of the things that I wanted to point out from the very beginning. There are good people that are involved in this, and I really believe that it's a good thing overall. I just, my concern, and I think Tom shares that concern as well, is that we have to be careful not to allow this protest to be defined in such a way that...
That's like telling a little child, you can't get on the bicycle because you might fall and hurt yourself. If these people get taken over by something, then it'll be bigger and people will see it more. It happened to the Egyptians. They have a military order now.
That's right.
They're in the same boat they were in before, but they haven't quit. This whole thing is about shedding light on corruption. I don't care where you are, what you're doing. If I'm in the Ozarks and I'm showing a simple way to live, that you can live healthy and good, well, then that's what I'm doing to shed light. Each person has to shed light. I don't care how they do it. I don't care if you're a communist. It shouldn't matter.
That? What'd you say about the communist part?
It shouldn't matter what color your skin is, what your stance is. I can live side by side a communist, as long as he doesn't enforce it on me.
Well, that's
I can live side by
communism
side.
Is communism does enforce it on you. That's their goal, is to conquer and overthrow.
But the only reason they have that goal is because that's what they grew up with, that's what they understand, and how I teach them different.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, I appreciate the call, Liz. Your viewpoints are certainly respected and presented here, and thank you so much. I appreciate it. All right, folks, we're at the bottom of the hour here. We're going to continue here with some other information and news on the other side. Stay with us. This is Governed America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
When shadows fall, he'll close his eyes to hear the clocks unwind.
Creek brings us back into the broadcast.
I like that. I like the bluegrass style and everything. It's good to always sometimes enjoy music. I know many times music is given to us as another propaganda tool of the elitists, but good songs and good, you know, they kind of inspire and help us kind of provides an escape sometimes for the stress and the weight that we feel pressuring down on us from this incredible burden that we have knowing the truth. You know, I have a verse on my clock here that it reminds me from time to time. It says, because in much wisdom there is much grief, and increasing knowledge results in increasing pain. That's from Ecclesiastes 1:18. But, you know, folks, I wouldn't have it any other way. I think most of you listening would agree that it's difficult knowing what we know. It's difficult facing the realities of the fact that, you know, and I've taught my children this, that you are going to see in your lifetime the collapse of the United States of America. And that's not negativity. I think that's just realism. I think that's what the other side has designed. And I think with God, all things are possible, and I think God can intervene, and maybe he will choose to do that. But with the corruption that's in place right now, it certainly seems like there is a collapse that's inevitable. The point of the matter is, though, as long as there is a fire in the hearts of the American people for freedom and liberty, there is always hope, ladies and gentlemen. And that's, I guess, the part of the Occupy Wall Street and Occupy America movement that I look at as being a very hopeful thing. All right, let's go to Florida and talk to Tom. Tom, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Okay, there's one thing that's kind of, like, disturbing with this, because I've seen them sound cannons in work on different little videos throughout the Internet and things. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if it was actually orchestrated by the same people that are trying to trick us, if they're trying to get a large group, a lot of media coverage, and then use them sound cannons to put the fear in the American people, not to demonstrate like that to see what kind of things can happen, like use these people as an example. Now, that's one thing, but the just the manipulation and the corruption, if they could just pinpoint and start putting some of these guys up for trial, and maybe not even put them in jail, just take everything and put it back towards the national debt. But we're gonna get stronger again. It's just like bodybuilding. You tear your muscles down and then you build them up. But we've pinpointed a lot of the problems, and a lot of the problems are on us now. We keep harping on the problems, but now that we know that, why don't we just start exercising our brain power and start figuring out what are we going to do to make this problem go away, or to better ourselves with this problem and do something on the positive thing, which may even mean just opening up your own little sewing factory inside your house to make clothing for people, because I don't even think we make enough clothes to clothe everybody if everything went awry with everybody else against around the world.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody around the world didn't like us anymore at all, are we going to even just be even clothesless? Much less home.
Well, that's the thing, is that they are working on controlling the aspects of farming now and everything. You know, people used to actually shear their sheep and, you know, get their own wool and spin their own. They had, you know, they made their own clothes from the animal to the finished product, you know. And now they're with this animal ID thing, all this stuff is coming down the pipe to make it where people can't even do that anymore. You know, so, I mean, you have to be able to have material to make clothes from. So you're absolutely right. I mean, it's gotten to the point where literally every area is controlled and manipulated, and we do have to have solutions. And that's why I say with regard to these movements and these protests, you need a set of goals, you need direction. And the number one goal that has to be, if you really want to make a difference,
we have to have tariffs on imports of goods and services. And this is something that all of these thousands of people need to be clamoring and not let up until this is done. Now, there are some movements toward that direction I guess there's a bill in Congress right now that would start to bring about some tariffs and actually penalize China for manipulating its currency. You know, but it's not nearly enough, you know, especially when there have other bills that are furthering the international trade cartel and these different agreements that would wipe out more jobs. But you got anything else there, Tom?
Well, yeah, two more things. Just whenever you said that, that brings me something that Jesse Jackson said back during his presidential run back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. We have to redirect our energy. If we're just wasting our energy and not achieving any goals, why don't we take that same passion and put it directly towards something that's going to be positive for a better outlook for our children later on down the road? And your caller, Tom, I sure would like to hear him about once a week on his own little radio program, because he's a pretty sharp individual, all in all.
Yeah, he is. He's actually done hosting on different programs and different networks of his own. So, yeah, he's been out there for many, many years and has done a lot of research and stuff on his own. So he's certainly no newcomer to the whole scene, that's for sure.
Okay, and thank you for your time, man.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Appreciate the call. All right, folks, you're welcome to call in 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. In the meantime, we have from the Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance. I wanted to cover this. Speaking of the sheep shearing and different aspects of animal ID, we get some good news as far as commenting and the ability to comment. And this is another direction that these protests could take if they were being led properly. A USDA, according to Judith McGeary of the Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance, the USDA is extending the deadline for comments on the proposed animal ID rules. She says the Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance has led a group of 49 organizations in urging Secretary Vilsack to extend the deadline for public comments on the proposed animal ID rule, and the USDA has responded. The deadline has been extended until December 9th, providing a total of 120 days for public comment. This was also the recommendation of the Secretary's Advisory Committee on Animal Health, vice-chaired by Judith McGeary of the Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance. She says, please make good use of this extra time to send your comments and to spread the word in your community. Though less sweeping than the NAIS, which is the National Animal Identification System, this proposed animal traceability rule is still a solution in search of a problem. The USDA has again failed to identify the specific problems or disease of concern, and the real focus of the program is helping the export market. While the program will benefit a handful of large corporations, the costs and burdens will fall on producers, vets, sale barns and weigh stations, and the states. These new regulations will harm rural businesses while wasting taxpayer dollars that could be better spent on the real problems we face in controlling animal disease, food security, and food safety. At a time when farmers and ranchers are facing significant economic problems, the last thing we need are unnecessary burdensome regulations that benefit big corporations at the expense of small businesses. And she goes on to provide a link on regulations.gov. You can get to this, by the way. I encourage you, if you want to go to governamerica.com, it's on the main page right now, and it's titled USDA is extending the deadline for comments on the proposed animal ID rule. I highly encourage you to go there. This is a direction we were talking about solutions in a moment ago with regard to some things that you can do. Sometimes with these things, they ignore you, but we have to try, don't we, listeners? If we don't try, we certainly can't expect any positive results. And make no mistake about it, the other side, and I mean the corporations that are pushing this thing, certainly are going to make their voice heard. All the financial beneficiaries of the program are going to make their voice heard. So the vast majority of us need to make our voice heard as well. And again, the deadline is December 9th of this year.
All right. Back to the phones. We have Tim in Wisconsin. Tim, welcome to the Govern America show.
Hi. The thing always quite a bit bugs me when I hear people demonize capitalism because of you know, capitalism. Well, that's you know when it's really in its you know pure true form, capitalism. Being something that gives all of us the right to start a business and make a living with a business of our own. And so that's the thing that gets me whenever I hear people demonize capitalism, saying that capitalism doesn't work, because what they're the only thing that they're seeing is the perverted form of capitalism that I've heard called crony capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish that people that demonize capitalism would be able to see that, do research and enough research and study, to see that it's really not capitalism that's the problem. It's these corrupt ones in our government and that are running our government that are mm-hmm. working at shoving their evil new world order down our throats.
Right.
And take all our freedom away. What they're doing is, I'd like it better if they'd focus on, that's the real problem, and realize that the kind of capitalism that's going on is the crony capitalism that's been whatever the word is, I should say, from these corrupt ones in our government. And evil globe is running, our government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the problem with this terminology. A lot of people equate capitalism with the free market system, and from what I've read, really, the systems go back to where, capitalism was actually created at the same time communism was, and I look at this whole thing as kind of a dialectical clash between two sides, and we know the ultimate goal of this whole dialectical left versus right, communism versus capitalism. This whole thing, ultimately, the goal is communitarianism. This is a balancing is really the word that they use, of the two systems against each other to ultimately lead to this system which in my opinion looks a lot like communism, even though certain people object to me using that analogy. Ultimately, that's the goal, is communitarianism, which tries to balance the two sides with each other. And what is communitarianism? Well, it's Agenda 21. It is still a command and control economy. It is an economy that is top-down, under the guise of giving the community rights above the individual and to balance away. They're not going to come out and tell you anymore. Communism comes out and says you don't have these rights because it's the People's Republic of China. It's the people's this or that or the other. Well, communitarianism is really the same way in that regard, because it's the community, the well-being of the community is exalted above the needs or well-being of the individual. And so that's what we really have going on in society today. Did you have anything else there, Tim?
Okay. I guess not anything else on the point. I just felt I wanted to say is that I like how you also play songs that I feel are that I feel are like you I guess personality wise like that song, where he sings, going nowhere,
right?
And a bit of other songs,
Well, I appreciate that.
I like how you play a song like that, and a bit of other songs that I feel are they're just like you.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much for the call, there, Tim. God bless you. Yeah. All right, we have another call, but we don't have time to take it at this point in time before the break. So, Joe in Indiana, if you want to hang on, we'll get you right after the break. Stay with us, folks. This is Governed America. And the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we're going to take a break here, and we'll be back here in just a moment. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Final segment for this hour, and keep in mind at the bottom of the next hour, we're going to be bringing up Roger Mundy. Roger had a group called the Kansas 10th Amendment Society back some years ago, and they've done a lot of work on the state level to to help, you know, change things both not only in Kansas but on a national level as well. He talks about a lot about the power of instruction, instructing state lawmakers to travel to Washington, D.C. and represent us there at our nation's capital. And this is what I maintain is really our only hope, ladies and gentlemen, to getting the federal government, this behemoth, monstrous monster, under control. I mean, and that's really what needs to be done. When you call the Capitol, and I have, believe me, numerous times, frequently they're rude to you on the phone. You can call and ask them to do something to address your needs, your concerns, and they just ignore you. It's almost like they hold the American people in contempt. But when you have lawmakers on a state level traveling there, it holds a lot of extra weight. And that's the idea behind instructing and educating our state lawmakers, our state reps. And nothing's perfect in this day and age. We certainly have a major challenge ahead of us. But the encouraging part about this, as I always like to focus on the positive whenever possible, is that we have a lot of people waking up. And I think it's networks like this that are making a big difference. And in that vein, let me just real quickly, and I know, boy, we have the phones really lit up now, but I want to real quickly say this. Folks, support this network. We are getting the information out. I think our track record really speaks volumes. We have the news station in Dallas-Fort Worth area, KHFX, AM 1140. Greetings to all you listeners there on KHFX. And the ultimate goal, the ultimate agenda, is to duplicate that in the 9 other largest markets in the United States. And I think that's a very worthy goal, and I think it's an achievable goal as long as you can find businesses that will advertise on these local stations. So if you have a business in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area, and you're looking to advertise and reach a very important audience, then I highly encourage you to consider advertising locally there, your business there on KHFX. Other stations around the country, if you're listening and you have a station or you know of a station owner, I encourage you to contact RBN and become an affiliate. You know, let's take the bull by the horns and get this thing back under control. And it'll only be through the truth. They say the first casualty of war is truth. And certainly we are in an information war today, ladies and gentlemen. So support the network. The archives are $1.33 a month, but you can pay more for them if you'd like to donate every month. And certainly the RBN business cards are available, $10 per 100. It includes shipping, free bumper sticker, and a free copy of Aaron Russell's excellent documentary, America from Freedom to Fascism. You can do all this by going, you can pledge your support, 800-724-2719. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. Or you can write a check to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And they also have a new Facebook page, facebook.com/Republic Broadcasting. You can like them on Facebook. We have a Facebook page as well, facebook.com/Govern America Radio. And you can like us there as well and get all of our headlines on Facebook. All right, second hour of Govern America is about to begin. Got a board full of calls. I'll take your calls when we come back.
The next round.